Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:10 Thursday morning, and this week, listen to Jane, because you could win a trip for two to the U2 beach house on Cape Cod.
What's Cape Cod's deal?
Good question. There are people who live there full time, but it's a huge vacation spot. Like, tons of rental
houses. But it's a beach, right?
It's a million beaches.
It's a hook-shaped peninsula.
And there's beaches all the way around on both sides. So there's the Cape Cod Bay on the inside. It's like,
It's the site of quaint villages, seafood shacks, lighthouses, and ponds.
But it's fed by the Atlantic, right?
It's in the Atlantic, yes. Okay. Cape Cod Bay is on the inside of it. Boston's here, and the Cape goes like this. So you can actually take, I think from Boston, you can take a ferry to the tip of the Cape, which is Provincetown, which is a big gay mecca.
Cape Cod's the inside of that little hook.
Cape Cod is the whole hook.
Oh, it is.
It's the whole hook. You see where it attaches there? There's a canal there, the Cape Cod Canal.
Uh-huh.
And there's two bridges, the Bourne and the Sagamore, and those are the only ways to get onto the Cape.
All right.
The John F. Kennedy Museum is there.
Where?
In Cape Cod.
Just somewhere, like
in
Hyannis or something?
Well, it says in the large town of Hyannis.
Yeah. Does Cape Cod have a bad part of town?
No.
Yeah. Where's the bad part?
The whole thing's good.
It's really beautiful.
Okay.
It's really lovely.
The wonderful beaches of Massachusetts, Cape Cod,
and
U2.
And the seafood that you'll eat there. And
Is that where you get the lobster rolls?
The lobster rolls out the yin yang. But then also, like, the fried clams there, and the steamers, just everything. Oh.
Fried clams.
Is that what you call the clam bake?
Well, a clam bake is you dig a big hole in the beach, uh-huh, and you start a big fire at the bottom on top of some rocks. And then you put rocks, like big boulders at the bottom.
Oh.
And so you light a fire and you let that burn. And then you put the fire out by putting seaweed all over it. So the seaweed is super wet. And then you lay down canvas that's been soaked in water, and you lay seafood on each level of that. And the thing steams upward. You do corn, lobsters. You can do anything, oysters, steamers, all kinds of stuff on it. And it cooks all day.
What's a steamer?
A steamer is a clam with a very thin shell. They have the long neck that comes out. You pull them out by that. There's like a little cowl on the neck, and you dip it in butter.
Mm.
Is Nantucket
so good?
Part of
you
Cape
eat the
Cod?
Neck too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
gross.
The best part. It's like the rubbery.
It's the rubbery part.
So good. Oh, my God. I'm like, my mouth is watering right now. We're going to go to Maine when we go on vacation in a few weeks. We're going to Maine for a week for a family reunion.
So you're
going to
go and eat a ton of
food. I'm
going to
eat so much seafood dipped in butter.
These are the homes of Cape Cod.
Yeah, Cape Cod is
I know it's a rich
beautiful.
Area. You hear about it being the vacation spot.
Yeah, it's
of
big
the
vacation, but it's also, there's plenty of sort of, middle class. Look at that.
32 mil.
Yeah. 32 mil for that
We're not going to be anywhere near that. I don't know what this beach house is going to be like that Jane's got passes to.
Cape Cod sounds nice.
Oh, you'd love it. You know what? Someday,
we should take a morning show trip, though.
I would love to go to Boston, with you guys.
Yeah, you can show us all the stuff.
It'd be so fun.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, great. Let's get that planned.
So this coming vacation, I'm going to lose some weight. That vacation, I'll just gain weight. We'll just eat all the stuff.
Okay. All the stuff. There's no surfing, though. There's no real good waves. Hooman, you're like my little, you're my hype man over there. So, Roseanne. I have a lot of Roseanne today. I'm going to try and just spread it out.
If
we get sick of it, I'll just throw in the towel together. So she's in the stupid joke damage control phase. Phase two, I guess. When you say something on Twitter and the Twitterverse dumps on you, and then all of a sudden some people start supporting you and you start to go,
Well, I also think that, sure, you have a natural reaction, or I can't speak for her. I guess my natural reaction would be, look, we've had this happen on our show. I'm trying to be funny. I never in my mind am I trying to be
a jerk or hurtful.
I'm not trying to bum you out. We're here to actually have the biggest possible audience and hopefully make you laugh and have some fun.
We're
that's
an inclusive
the gig.
Show.
So I that's the goal, and I would, and it bums me out if someone says, "Oh, you made me feel all right. I wasn't going for that.
Right.
I'm sorry." But then the pile on happens. And I think people get defensive.
Right.
And so I think that's
well, then
that's
especially
the...
when some people are backing you up and saying you shouldn't even be apologizing for this, because there are people out there who are like, "What? You, there was nothing wrong with what you did."
Well, they're wrong.
Agreed. So, but when you're the person who has done the offending, they're like the light at the end of the tunnel. They're like the, you know, the beacon that you go toward. Oh, really? You think I didn't do anything wrong? So she hasn't taken back the apology, but she's not willing to accept the consequences. So she's blaming other people, whining about other people who have said worse things and vowing to fight back. Despite promising that she was leaving Twitter after the first apology on Tuesday, she has since tweeted and retweeted well over 200 messages in 2 days, where the general vibe is that she did something wrong, but she's being wronged by everyone for doing something wrong. And it actually wasn't that wrong. Come on, Roseanne.
Yeah, I think that it's just natural to be defensive after the pile-on happens. I don't know that there's any way anyone backing her is going to make her find, like, she's certainly not going to try this joke again, is she?
One would hope not. Hope she
like
took something
in all her righteousness, as in I didn't do anything wrong. Here's my next racist joke.
Right. She is now saying that her racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett wasn't racist. It was just insensitive because she thought Valerie was white. She retweeted a conspiracy theory that Michelle Obama was behind the cancellation of Roseanne. Bit of a stretch. She replied to Darlene, Sarah Gilbert, with shock for condemning her tweet. And she also replied to Michael Fishman, who plays DJ, her son on the show.
Right.
She said, "I created the platform for that inclusivity, and you know it. Me. You throw me under the bus? Nice." And when he tried to explain himself, she said, "Please leave me alone." Follower asked if her apology was sincere now that she's complaining about the fallout. And she said, "It was sincere, but there's just a limit of bullying I'm going to remain silent for. Go away." And she admitted to feeling boosted by all the support she got online from people who apparently agree that she's the victim somehow. She tweeted, "You guys make me feel like fighting back. I'll examine all my options carefully and get back to you." She did have one request, though. She wants more Twitter followers to help spread her message.
This is where if I were a friend of someone in this situation, I would want to go to their house, borrow their phone, and smash it to smithereens and say, "You need to just back off this stuff." Mm. Like, you aren't, you think you're defending yourself and you are digging. You're still digging.
No question.
You're still digging. You
know
need
what you
to,
need to do? Take a couple days off.
Yeah.
Why don't you
go to your macadamia nut farm in Hawaii
and just
and
soak
just,
in the sun.
I know there's lava flowing somewhere on that island, but I don't, I, you know, as long
yeah,
as you're safe.
Go survey the scene.
Good grief, man.
Roseanne reiterated that there isn't a racist bone in her body. "I'm not a racist. I never was, and I never will be. One stupid joke and a lifetime of fighting for civil rights for all minorities." She also says that she received support from all her black friends and complained that most of the people calling her racist are white. So I don't know how you can tell that from Twitter, but, you know, that's her truth. All right, so there's more, but we'll, like I said, we'll spread it out.
All right.
There's only so much you can do. So, okay, one more thing. This is kind of funny. I like what Ambien had to say. A rep for Ambien, because she says she was on Ambien when she tweeted
right.
this. "People of all races, religions, and nationalities work at Sanofi," which is the drug company. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm saying that right. "Every day to improve the lives of people around the world. While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi mm-hmm. medication." In other words, that's all you, Roseanne. And it goes on to reiterate the whole story, which started with a mean tweet. Just a bigoted tweet. Let's move on to Drake.
Yes.
Oh, is this the...
There's a lot going on here. In fact, we as Bryn and I were sort of working our way through this whole story this morning and figuring out sort of what order we're going to attack this in. It was, I mean, we had a long, deep conversation about
there's
this.
There's a lot going on.
Is he going to go on Maury Povich?
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You are the father.
Oh, this is about the woman that we saw.
This is about Drake, a woman who says she just had his baby, Pusha T, a diss track he did about that, and a photo of Drake in blackface.
Which I saw this morning.
Which Pusha T says is one thing and he says is another thing. So I guess we'll start with...
Well, whoever said it first is probably winning.
Right. That's how it works. So we're going to start by this whole thing. I knew really nothing about Drake and some love child he had with a French porno actress. But I guess Pusha T does know about this,
mm-hmm.
and he put out a track basically calling Drake out for not supporting his family. I'm not sure.
Well, he calls him out on everything he possibly can. It's just a total diss track. He talks about his dad leaving him and mom, everything you can. I mean, it's pretty personal, I'd say, but I'll just play
Pusha
it for you.
Do Pusha T and Drake have some kind of history? Like,
not that I know of, but apparently Drake name dropped Pusha T's girl or fiance in one of his raps.
And oh.
He mentions that too. So I'll just go ahead and roll it for
and
you.
And this is a good move for Pusha T because Drake does have the number one, number
That's
three,
right.
and number six songs on the charts right now. Mm-hmm. So he's bound to get noticed.
And name a Pusha T song, can you?
No.
Nope.
So.
It's a terrible song, but
oh,
man.
Awful. He really does get him.
He is crushing that dude.
He names everybody. Totally. But the baby's name is Adonis. I don't know if you picked that up, but he... So the name of this track is The Story of...
Added On,
which I guess turns out is Drake's new line with Adidas?
I have someone Pusha T talking about that.
Oh.
That's Pusha T talking.
So Drake is speaking out. So on the cover of the
of
this single, well, you know, he can't, you know, I guess you can't just let this lie. He's got to respond.
He could, though, because you know what? I would have never heard that song if he didn't respond.
You know, I'm not sure if, right. I mean, yesterday when I first saw the story and it was just the Pusha T song, I was like, who cares?
It's probably not about me. I'm sure there are people in, you know, credibility thing that he feels
right.
he has to address it. But
so one of the points of contention is that the photo that Pusha T used for this Drake diss track is a picture from a few years back. It looks like it's 07. Where Drake is in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got it top to bottom on his face. He's got the black paint, and then it's sort of like widened around his lips. And he's smiling goofily into the camera. And it looks like a Jim Crow shirt on and a hoodie. So he actually gave TMZ another photo from this photo shoot as well, where he's looking he's got his eyes closed and he's looking kind of sad. This is the cover where he's all, yeah, smiling. And then he's got his eyes closed and he's got the blackface on, but he's sort of solemn looking.
Mm-hmm.
So he's speaking out about this, the story of Added On, which includes the allegation that Drake has a secret child. He said last night, I know everyone is enjoying the circus, but I want to clarify the image in question. That was not from a clothing brand shoot or my music career. The picture's from 2007, a time in my life where I was an actor and I was working on a project that was about young black actors struggling to get roles, being stereotyped and typecast. The photos represented how African Americans were once wrongfully portrayed in entertainment. Me and my best friend at the time, Mazin El Sadig, who is also an actor from Sudan, we're attempting to use our voices to bring awareness to the issues we dealt with at the time as black actors at auditions. This was to highlight and raise our frustrations with not always getting a fair chance in the industry and to make a point that the struggle for black actors had not changed much. So that's what he has to say about the photos in question. The baby mama lady, baby's born. She had a baby shower. This confirms the name, I guess, because there's the cake and it says Adonis on the bottom. I don't know if you can see it.
That lends some credibility to the storyline, doesn't it?
It does.
So has Drake denied that he's the father of this kid?
Well, he says that there has not been. There's more. I'm going to get to that in just a second. So the woman, her name is Sophie Brousseau, but there's a... I saw another thing where it actually shows her like porn name or something. Rosie Divine. R-O-S-E-E. If you want to look her up, Hooman.
I sure do.
Divine. D-I-V-I-N-E. So anyway, Sophie is actually name called in the Pusha T track, The Story of Added On. She's a French porn star. She's the same woman who was photographed with Drake in Amsterdam in January of 2017. days after she conceived, allegedly. She did not hide her pregnancy, showing off her baby bump and even a cake from her baby shower. One thing missing throughout her post is any mention of Drake. Back in May of 2017, she claimed to have a text exchange between her and Drake supporting the claim that he got her pregnant. The alleged conversation read, "Drake, I want you to have an abortion. Brousseau, I can't kill my baby simply to indulge you. Sorry. Drake, indulge me. F you. Brousseau, what? Drake, you do know what you're doing. You think you're going to get money." Drake's team at the time said that she had a questionable background. I guess as these allegations were coming forward.
You didn't question that when you
decided to get in bed
with her. Australia.
His team said she's admitted to having multiple relationships. We understand she may have problems getting into the United States, and I think Pusha T referenced that as well. Like suddenly you're building a border wall or whatever the hell he said. She's one of many women claiming that he got them pregnant, according to his people. She's just another lady saying he knocked her up. The rep also said, if it is, in fact, Drake's child, which he does not believe, he would do the right thing by the child. Here's a few shots of her. Just a few hot porn shots. Drake is, I guess some source close to Drake says, he has been cutting checks to this woman. Sophie Brousseau.
So she did get the money.
Well, she was going to get the money the whole time.
Mm. If it's his kid, she was going to get the money. This is the Pusha T claims they have a secret son. She lives comfortably. Drake's been, according to TMZ and this source, Drake's been supporting her since she gave birth and just before that as well. He plans to take a DNA test, hopefully on Maury.
Yes!
To figure out any possible future legalities, but
the time we got so into this.
I just looked up at the clock.
Yeah. It is
We're
riveting.
Unbelievably late. So anyway, he feels there's a slight chance the kid is his. He's working on a new album that he planned to reveal everything about his new son on this album, and now with Pusha T coming out, he feels like he's going to have to go back and tweak it. So,
crunch.
Anyway, there you go. I'm so sorry I ran so late. I'm just going to hit this. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Here's what's happening.
You got a hype man, too.
Well, get ready.
Oh.
All right.
Warriors play the Cavs tonight, everyone. Game one of the NBA Finals is part four.
Okay.
Part four. We've got two. They got one. So
let's do it again.
6 p.m., everyone.
All right.
Don't text me. I'll be at a recital. My phone will be off.
Yeah, you don't want to get the updates. Are you going to try and watch it when you get home?
Yes, I'm going to record it and watch it after the recital.
Do you think you'll post a picture of your kid at the recital for all of us to like and comment on?
No.
All right.
Because I recently posted a picture of my kid, and what my feed needs probably is a picture of Sarah.
No.
So I'll post that
Don't
today.
Post any pictures of me.
Post the picture of her sleeping.
Can I have the picture of
you
napping?
Did you text yourself the picture of
no.
me napping?
Jesus.
What happened
between us?
Nothing's happened. I just think you're
you
tricky.
Think the absolute
you guys talked
worst
about that
of me
today?
At all times.
Yeah, we talked about it. So I showed him the picture, and then he had it for a while. And I see him over there kind of like doing stuff. I'm like, oh my God, he's texting it to himself. He's going to put it. It's a terrible picture. I just didn't even want to show it to you, let alone have you put it up on your feet or something.
All I did was enlarge to see what was on your feet.
Socks.
Purple socks.
Yeah.
Or were they green or purple?
Purple. Green Whatever. Crocs, purple right. socks.
I didn't see the Crocs.
Green Crocs, purple socks.
Anyway,
I'll
snap a shot of you later, and everyone, that's what you'll
just
get.
A cute one, please.
You got it.
All right.
The hype man group.
6 p.m., everyone.
All right, meet you there. Come, just play Roseanne.
Why? You don't have to mash up?
It's a combination of both of them.
Don't play the Roseanne. If you're going to play anyone, play
Adele.
Well,
you're testy today.
Roseanne doesn't
testy.
Sell it as well as Adele.
You okay?
That's just
now play
Adele. Come
Roseanne.
On,
Adele. Now just play Roseanne by herself?
I don't have Roseanne, but...
Oh,
how
come
about,
on!
How about Susan or Kendra?
Oh, yeah, where's Susan?
Oh, man.
No, I just wanted to, for a couple days...
Let me do some news, everyone.
Okay.
So,
sounds like a plan.
I told you guys the story of French Spider-Man.
Yes.
Who's actually not French. He's Malinese or whatever you say.
He was in France.
Right. So here's a little bit of follow-up on that. Okay. First of all, the father of the little boy whose life was saved by an illegal immigrant in France, French Spider-Man, was playing Pokemon Go at the time. They say that lawyers said the man left his son alone while he went shopping and returned later than planned because he'd gotten carried away on his Pokemon Go game.
But the problem is that even if he had just gone to go shopping, he left a four-year-old alone.
Oh, no, he's in trouble.
Yeah. Like, the kid's not with him anymore, is he? Like, you got to take that kid away.
The boy's father's been arrested, and he's looking at jail time for leaving the boy in a potentially dangerous situation. He was detained overnight at the time for parental neglect, and he'll be in court in September, facing those charges.
Oh, so he's all summer to just hang out?
Well,
play Pokemon Go?
The thing is, we don't have... I wasn't able to get information. The story actually says, we don't know where mom is.
Oh.
So we don't...
The first time I had read that, mom was out visiting a friend, and I think it was in a different part of the...
country?
Yeah, something like that.
The circumstances surrounding the child's mother are unclear, is what I have in the story in front of me. But
so the kid's just in some kind of CPS situation right now, and they don't know where the mother is, and the dad is...
negligent.
Playing Pokemon Go somewhere.
But the story I wanted to follow up on is French Spider-Man.
Yes.
Mamadou Gassama, the 22-year-old Malian, hailed as a hero in France for saving the child hanging from the balcony. He's been granted legal immigration status and has joined the French Fire Brigade. So this was a little rumor that broke right after he'd saved the boy, which was, boy, they, you know, the fire department could use a guy like that. And he's now interning with them. Mm-hmm.
That's great. So he is not granted citizenship, but he's well on his way. He's got legal standing now.
His immigration papers were fast-tracked earlier this week. He visited a fire station to sign up for a 10-month internship with the Fire and Rescue Services. It will pay him.
Oh, that's great.
And he will receive French citizenship within around 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And they say that he'd been sleeping on the floor. His travel, not only was his travel horrific to get where he was, but he'd been sleeping on the floor in a residence for migrants and sharing a thin mattress in a room packed with six other people.
Mm.
So hopefully things get better for him.
Let's hear it for immigrants.
They get the job done.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's I can't remember where I saw it, one of the late night shows. There's a thing where you see this dude is climbing up the thing, and there's another dude like trying to get up on the other side. Did you see this? It's like I know what it was. It was Trevor Noah. It was the Daily Show, because he's like laughing, of course. Look at the white guy trying to guy can't even like get a leg halfway up the thing. He's trying to climb up there. He's just on the bottom floor in the same shot. Do you see him?
No, I'm gonna watch it right now.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a guy trying and he can't do it.
There's a dude trying. He can't even get up one level on the thing. Like, he can't get his leg up there. He's trying. He's swinging himself up there. Meanwhile, this guy's scaling the thing as though he scales buildings every day.
Right.
Well, at least he tried.
He tried, sure.
Well, you'd think, and I don't know, I didn't see that shot. I've only seen the tight shot of French Spider-Man, but you'd think that people would have gathered below in some kind of catching fashion. Whether you take your flannel off.
Sure.
And grab a side of this.
Grab this arm.
Anything. Yeah, I mean, geesh.
I know.
In the time that he spent climbing that thing, there should have been people below.
It seems like there is some kind of fence there that he has to get over first, though, and like clearly that some people couldn't get over it. Did you see it?
Yeah.
The guy's in the lower right-hand corner.
Is he in orange?
Yeah, he's in orange. I'm going to put this on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Here, oh, see, I've never seen that this. Full shot.
Boy, I'm showing you that. The guy, I'll leave my mic on. I'll just show you.
What does it take him? Less than 30 seconds to get all the way up there.
And it's really high, too, by the way. This, as I tell this story, I'm sure if you're driving down the road, you're like, oh, dude, who cares? It's in France, or whatever your reason for not caring is, but it's pretty badass what this guy pulls off.
It
and that's
really
somebody's
is.
Four-year-old kid who's going to splat. I mean, for real splat. He's hanging by his fingertips, the boy is.
The strength this guy has to pull, he jumps, yeah. He basically jumps up, standing on one banister, jumps up to the next one, and is able to pull himself up. It's incredible.
Wow.
It's, you know, I guess that's adrenaline and just the dude's clearly fit, and I don't know, has some experience climbing. I don't know.
Fear of heights would be the thing for me. I could do a pull-up, but
man.
That, jeez. Launch, I'm already hand sweaty. By the time you're on that third floor, you're high.
Right.
That's serious.
Hands are getting a little slick.
Good on French Spider-Man, though. Way to go, buddy.
It's great.
Going to be working as an intern and getting paid.
It's great.
For the next 10 months with the fire department there. Speaking of kids, and we were, because a kid was behind all of that news story, the one hanging off the balcony. It's going to cost you $170 a week to entertain your kids this summer.
Oh. Like camp, day camps or something?
Anything, dude.
Lessons.
They come up to you every day and go, what do you want to do?
Like, nothing with you.
Yeah, what do you want?
Buzz off, fly.
What do you
want to
do?
Fly.
Do you see me doing the dishes? I'm doing dishes. Yeah. Like, what do you think? I'm going to put these down and go play? Actually, that'd be fun. Let's do that instead.
Yeah, I'll just leave these here. I'm sure Mom will understand.
Right. Anyway, that's what you're looking at. $170 a week. $70 a week entertaining your kids this summer. $24 bucks a day. That includes camps, amusement parks, sports, activities, movies, new toys, books, trips, and meals out.
Mm. That's just the approximate
average
cost. Yeah. Kids are just expensive top to bottom.
Yeah.
Does she still continue her schedule, her?
Yeah. You mean during the summer? Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
School,
well, Mom.
Yeah. Child care.
Mom works now from home, but still works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's got a little bit of room to, but it's trippy. I guess I just always thought people who work from home was like the snicker laugh, not really happening. Come on, the joke's on the workplace. But she's actually, right, that guy. She's doing full-on meetings all day, every day from her desk at home. Mm. I'm shocked. I don't know what they're completing in these meetings. I'm like, I don't know. I've been
big
in meetings before where nothing happens. I don't know what you get. So,
well, the first couple times you go to these meetings, you think to yourself, oh, we're going to make some progress. This is going to be great. And then the next time all the same things come up. And then the next time all the things come up and you're just like, okay, so these are, I don't know what these are, but they're not where anything gets done. Someone just turned the page.
Right.
Maybe they're trying to decide what art should get projected on the top of the new Salesforce building.
No, they have action. Oh, I wish I could give you all of the words they use, but they have
buzzwords.
They have a lot of stuff they have to get done by the next time we hook up. And should I make sure that this person CC'd for the next meeting? I just go, I got to get out of here.
This sounds like a nightmare. I gotta...
So, yeah, CC them, don't CC me.
I just wanted to know if you want some rice and beans. No? All right. Have a good one. By the way, did you ever get those lentils?
No, but John hasn't gone up to Costco yet, so next time he goes.
They're so good.
They're saving
my life. I'm eating them every
excited.
Day. It's like the easiest fix.
And you said you just microwave them.
I boil them in water.
So you make a tea. Oh, you just put a pot on.
Pot on, boil the water, then drop the bag in for 5 minutes. I do the brown rice from Trader Joe's.
Shame.
The two of them mix. There's lunch.
Mm. What about sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut?
Just to mix it up, add a little tangy spiciness to it.
Well, absolutely not.
He puts random Tabasco human. On them. I know, that is random.
Sauerkraut?
Don't say that's random.
Do you eat sauerkraut?
It's good. It has probiotics. Good for your guts. Oh. If you love your guts.
Nutrition facts.
Do you hate your guts?
I just hate your guts.
You hate my guts?
Yuzi hates her guts.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I do. Bastard.
Saying, throw a little bit of sour. Probiotics.
Does it have to be organic?
Well, listen. You want me to go buy you some sauerkraut?
No,
when you go to the station?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because I don't need any today. I'm going to lunch with you in like 2 hours.
I'm going to get you some next week.
408 says, our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Drake should have worn a condom, just like all the other celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, he was banging a porn star.
That's the
part. You'd think he'd take every precaution and not go bareback. I don't know what. Maybe the condom broke. What do we know? I don't know.
Maybe he's got super sperm.
You think he's a vigorous
right
lover?
Through.
I don't know. I just don't know. It does seem super questionable that a porn star would be able to come at you and you'd be like, well, I guess it could be. Really? Do you guess that?
Yeah.
You didn't wrap that sucker up tight? She's a porn star.
Right.
Like, am I the only one who would definitely wear a condom if I was doing a porn star?
I wouldn't even touch that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
I couldn't.
Oh, well, I couldn't stop myself, but I definitely wrap it up.
I couldn't.
I've seen your work.
I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, you're attractive.
Then again, though, we've all had those moments where something happens, one thing leads to another, then she touches it, and then it's on. Mm. And you're like, what am I doing?
Ivan feels great. Why don't I have a condom on? Oh, well, probably nothing will come of this.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
A little bit more Roseanne. Mostly stuff like, you know, what the aftermath will be. Will there be another show? What's going on with that kind of thing? I've also got a late life pregnancy and a visit to the White House and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.